主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving to you.
你一次又一次的把我们聚在你自己的跟前。
Again and again, you gather us before you.
你不断的对我们的心说话。
You continue to speak to our heart.
你向我们众人施恩典。
You show mercies to our to
us. 主，愿下午我们在这里。真是成为一个预备好的器皿来承受你的恩典。
May this afternoon all of us are a prepared vessel to receive your grace.
无论说话的、翻译的、听话的，都满有膏油。
He who speaks and he who translates and all who are hearing are full of your anointing.
主啊，你的同在就是我们最大的祝福。
Lord, your presence is the greatest blessing.
我们能把荣耀归给你，也是我们最大的喜乐。
It's the joy. It's joyful for us to give you all the glory.
愿今天下午你全然得着这个聚会。
May you gain the whole meeting.
充满聚会的每一个角落。
Fill each corner of this place.
主，我们从深处把敬拜归给你。
From bottom of our heart, we give worship to you.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先请弟兄姊妹。和我一同读一点主的话。
Let us first read some word of God.
我们先看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
我们从二十三节。
We start from verse 23.
读到二十七节。
All the way to verse 27.
只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动，失去福音的盼望。这福音就是你们所听过的，也是传于普天下万人听的。我保罗也做了这福音的执事。现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐。并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
If indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church.In filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Of this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God, that is, the mystery which had been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known.What is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory?
我们再看希伯来书第三章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast our hope firm until the end.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1,
第十七节到十九节
verses 17 through 19.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父。将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀， 并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
Christ is all and in all.
是这次特会的主题。
Is the theme of this conference.
而我所承受的负担呢，那是交通基督是教会荣耀的盼望。
My portion is to share on the Christ. Christ is the hope of the church. Is the hope of glory of the church.
我们昨天已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Yesterday we shared.
神是如何使基督成为我们里面荣耀的盼望。
How God has made Christ the hope of glory in us.
或者说，神如何借着基督成为我们里面荣耀的盼望。
Or how God through Christ has become our hope of glory.
那么今天下午呢，我们要继续往前交通一点。
This afternoon we will move on.
我们要讲到基督是神圣作为荣耀的盼望。
We'll speak about Christ is the hope of glory in God's divine act.
我们知道神有一个荣耀的旨意。
We know God has a glorious purpose.
关于这个旨意。
Concerning this purpose.
今天早晨我们年长的弟兄已经给我们做了非常清楚的解释。
Our elderly brother has made very clear explanation this morning.
我们晓得神的旨意是为着他的儿子。
We know God's purpose is for His Son.
也就是他的儿子。
And it is His Son.
但是我们也看见神不仅有一个荣耀的旨意。
But we also see that God not only has a glorious will.
神为着他荣耀的旨意也有他自己的作为。
For His glorious will, He also has His glorious act.
这个作为呢就是包括了神的经营、神的管理和他的工作。
And this acts including his administration and his government and his works.
我们知道神的作为乃是为着实现他自己的旨意。
We know God's acts are for the purpose of accomplishing his own will.
我们都晓得神在地上他最大的作为就是要建立教会成为基督的身体。
The greatest act of God on earth is to establish the church, His body.
神所以创造万有，创造人类。
The reason God created everything, including man.
神最大的心意就是要在这个创造的里面得着教会。
The greatest desire of God is to obtain His church from all creation.
所以他在地上最大的作为就是要建立教会，成为基督的身体。
So his greatest act on earth is to establish the church as Christ's body.
我们也都知道，除了这个之外，神没有别的兴趣。
We know apart from this, God has no other interest.
感谢神为着这个旨意，神拣选我们。
We thank God for this will He has chosen us.
所以我们基督徒在地上呢，我们应该除了神的这个心意之外，我们应该没有别的兴趣。
As Christians on earth, we shall have no other interest than this.
这应该是我们今天基督徒在地上生活的一个目的。
This shall be our goal of living in this earth.
我们要怎样来讨神的喜悦呢？
How can we please God?
就是让他把我们能够建造成为教会，成为基督的身体。
That is for him to build us into the church, become the body of Christ.
但是从旧约一直到新约。
But from the Old Testament to the New.
我们能很清楚地看见这个整个建造的过程在地上是非常的混乱。
We can see the process of this construct of this building is full of chaos.
因为这个混乱，
because of this confusion,
所以造成了很多侍奉主的人或者是爱主的圣徒们心中的痛苦、困惑和失望。
It caused the pain, the confusion, and despairing of many servants of God.
我们知道为什么会有这样的一个混乱出来呢？
Why this confusion?
当然， 圣经给我们看见一些原因。
The Bible shows us some of the reasons.
那么第一个，我们知道，因为有仇敌的干扰。
Number one, because of the works of the enemy.
有仇敌的攻击。
Because of the attack of the enemy.
有仇敌的破坏在其中。
The destruction of the enemy's work.
当然，这些东西还是属于外面的情况。
But those are but outward things.
另外，第二个点。
Number two.
因为我们这些人不够明白神的心意。
Because we do not really understand God's will.
我们的肉体，我们的己，阻挡神的作为。
Our flesh, ourself, has stopped God's work.
我们的肉体呢，大概能够分两个极端。
And there are two extremes of our flesh.
一面的极端就是非常的冷淡。
On the one hand, it can be very cold.
我们非常的怠惰。
And we're very lazy.
Slack.放松啊，我们这个我们不在意。
And we do not care.
今天有很多基督徒蒙恩得救之后呢，他对于神的心意他根本不在意。
Many Christians after they are saved, they care nothing about God's will.
这造成一些的难处。
This will cause some difficulty.
那么另外一个极端呢
？On the other extreme.
就是有些人非常的热心。
Many some people are very zealous.
我们随着自己的意思来侍奉神。
We serve God according to our own will.
这些都造成在神工作上面所产生的一些困扰。
This all has produced some difficulties in God's work.
还有一个重要的原因。
There's another important reason.
我们就看见是因为人所犯的错误。
We know it is because of the mistakes of man.
我们按照我们自己的想象，我们来建造神的教会。
According to our own imagination, we build God's church.
我们知道神对他自己的教会，他有他自己的计划。
We know for God's own church, He has His own plan.
我们只能按照神的计划来建造。
We shall only build God's church according to His plan.
我们人的热心为神所做的是神所不能接纳的。
Built out of our own zeal will not be acceptable to God.
我想，无论在旧约、在新约，人都犯了这样的错误。
Man has made such mistakes in Old Testament times and the New Testament times.
所以在耶利米书第一章第十节那里。
So in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10.
我们看见当耶利米蒙召出来的时候。
When Jeremiah was first called.
神告诉耶利米说。
God told Jeremiah.
在他的工作中，他第一个他要做拔除的工作。
His first, he will do a work of pluck up,
然后拆毁
then break down,
毁坏
destroy,
倾覆
overflow.
神为什么要这样做呢？
Why would God do this first?
因为太多人为的东西，人的善意，人的好心所建立的东西在里面。
Because there are too many things built by man out of man's own good desire.
什么叫拔除呢？
What does it mean by pluck up?
就是呢。我们种下去的东西是不符合于神的心意。
That means what we have actually what have planted are not in according to God's will.
我们按照自己肉体所种下去的，神是不能接纳。
What we plant according to our own flesh is not acceptable to God.
那个拆毁呢，就是它不能符合于神的心意。
To break down means it's not in accordance with God's heart.
神要把这一切都拆除。
God will destroy all of those.
神要把这一切都倾覆。
He will overthrow them.
我记得年轻的时候
When I was young,
我们年长的弟兄们这样说
Our elderly brothers said this,
他说你看整个教会的历史
Look at the church history.
有太多出于人为意识的那些违章建筑
There are too many illegal buildings out of man's desire.
我们知道今天在一个社会里面
We know today in a society,
如果我们弄了一个建筑啊，是不符合于这个政府的那个规章的。
If we build something not in accordance with the regulation,
那个称作什么？称作是违章建筑。
Those are illegal construction.
所以你会看见从旧约到新约。
So you see from the Old Testament to the New.
人一路在那里建，神就在后面一路往上拆。
Men are always building, but God is always there destroying.
因为神绝不能接受那些不符合于他心意的东西。
Because absolutely God cannot accept those are not according to His will.
我们知道这些对我们是重要的提醒。
We know this is an important reminder to us.
因为这些人为的错误的东西在里面。
Those artificial man-made mistakes.
所以因此也造成在神整个作为上面出现的一些混乱的局面。
Will cause chaos and confusion in God's works.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们晓得这一些 都是造成很多侍奉主的人心中的痛苦、困惑和失望的一个原因。
This is the reason. This is what gives a lot of pains and confusions and discouragement to God's servants.
但是呢，我们也可以从另外一个方面来看它。
But we can also look at it from another angle.
我们知道，当一个人要建造一个房屋的时候
，When a man is about to build a house.
在整个建造的过程中都是一片混乱。
In the process of construction, it is full of some chaos.
我们最近呢找一个很好的朋友来帮我们这个整修我们的房屋。
Recently, we are remodeling our house.
他把这个房屋里面整得一塌糊涂。
And our friend has made a mess of our house.
哎呀，有的时候我进去的时候呢，我脚都不知道往哪里踩。
Sometimes I do not know where to step in my room.
但是他跟我讲，你放心。
But he told me, take it easy.
再过一段日子。
Wait for a while.
你会看见你的房子非常的漂亮。
You will see what a beautiful room your room will become.
我们知道这是一个建筑的过程。
We know this is a process.
所以我们也可以用这样的一个眼光来看神在整个人类历史上面的这个建造的过程。
We can also look at the process of God's construction throughout history.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers, sisters,
我们感谢神
we thank God.
如果在这样的一个光景中
in such a condition,
我们如果能把我们的注意力摆在基督的身上
if we can focus our attention on Christ,
因为神给人的盼望是基督
because the hope that God gave man is Christ.
所以教会整个的盼望应该是基督
so the hope for the church shall be Christ.
如果基督在我们里面成为荣耀的盼望
if Christ is in us becoming the hope of glory,
我们就会像历史历代许多爱主的圣徒们一样
then we will be like all the saints who love the Lord throughout the generation.
他们在很多情况里面他们会悲伤却是不悲观
they will feel saddened but they will not despair.
他们虽然很痛苦但是不会放弃
even though they are feel painful but they will not give up
他们会流泪但是他们不消极
they will weep but they will not be negative
因为基督在他们里面是荣耀的盼望
because Christ in them becomes the hope of glory
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们要知道教会的盼望是基督
we shall understand that the hope for the church is Christ
教会的本身不是盼望
The church itself is not a hope.
如果我们把我们的盼望放在教会身上
If our hope is on the church,
那么定规我们会失望
Then we are doomed to despair.
我们今天的态度应该是这样
Our attitude shall be this.
我们对教会应当有盼望
Toward church, we shall have hope.
但是教会不是我们的盼望
However,
不是盼望
the church itself is not the hope.
所以我们感谢神，神建造教会是有盼望。
We thank God, God for God to build the church is full of hope.
但是那个盼望是在基督的身上。
But that hope laid on the Lord Jesus.
今天我们晓得很多基督徒常常把他们的盼望摆在他们所谓的教会上。
We know many Christians today place their hope on the church.
结果呢，我们知道就造成了很多的失望。
So it caused a lot of despairing.
所以我们盼望那个不是盼望的，那么呢，结果就是失望。
If we hope something that is not hope,
the result is not. 甚至你会达到一个绝望的光景。
We can even fall into the extent of hopelessness.
所以圣经很清楚地给我们看见教会的盼望。乃是基督的自己。
The Bible clearly tells us that the hope for the church is Christ Himself.
我们在以弗所书第一章里面可以看到。
We can see this from the first chapter of Ephesians.
当在创世之前，神开始做他荣耀的计划的时候。
Before the foundation of the world, when God began His glorious counsel.
神是透过基督看教会。
God looked at the church through Christ.
所以。那里记载说神就按照他自己一直所喜悦的来做预定来做拣选
so God predestined according to his own pleasure
我们知道在这里讲到当神做这个拣选的工作的时候
here when God is doing his own choosing
神是欢欢喜喜的来拣选的
God has chosen us very happily
弟兄姊妹你我想想看
Think about this.
如果今天神把这个拣选的权柄放在你的手中，
If today God entrusts this authority of choosing,
让我们来做拣选，
and let us to choose.
我想恐怕今天呢，我们一大半人都选不上。
Maybe a lot of most of us will not be chosen.
是不是这样的？
Is it so?
我们是何等的软弱啊！
How weak we are.
我们是何等的败坏啊！
How corrupt we are.
哎呀，我们看，有的是虽然蒙恩得救呢，我们知道大家都是弟兄姊妹。
Even though we are saved and we are all brothers and sisters.
但是我们看见有的人真是不可爱的。
But some people are not so lovely.
啊，那包括我在内啊。
Including myself.
啊，如果是我们来选的话呢？
If it's up to us to choose.
我想，即使勉强选，恐怕我们要皱着眉头选。
Maybe we have when we have to choose, then we will frown in choosing.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember.
我们的天父拣选我们的时候。
When our God chosen us,
他是欢欢喜喜的拣选。
He rejoiced in His choosing.
他怎么能欢喜呢？
Why? How can he be so glad?
因为他透过他的儿子来看教会。
Because he is looking at the church through his son.
我们知道这个就是属灵的眼光。
We know this is called the spiritual sight.
所以今天我们也当学会透过基督来看。教会。
So we today also need to learn how to look at the church through Christ's eyesight.
如果我们今天能透过基督来看教会，
If we can look at the church through Christ,
我们就不会那么的失望。
Then we will not despair.
所以今天我们要学会把我们整个的盼望都放在我们主自己的身上。
So we need to learn how to place our entire hope on the Lord Jesus.
在基督之外，任何其他的盼望都会给我们带来失望。
Outside of Christ, all other hopes will bring despair and hopelessness to us.
如果今天我们寄望一个人，
Today, if we hope on the person,
这个人没有办法叫你不失望。
And there is no way the person cannot disappoint you.
你如果寄望一个组织，
If you hope in an organization,
这个组织也不能成为你的盼望。
And it will not become your hope.
我们寄望恩赐，恩赐也不能成为你的盼望。
If you hope in gifts, they will not give you hope.
甚至寄望人的才干，人的智慧。
Even the talents and wisdom of men,
这些之中都会造成我们的失望。
All of them will cause despair in us.
我想，如果我们把旧约圣经和新约圣经的历史仔细读一下，
If we look carefully the history of the Old Testament,
你会很清楚地看见，
Then you will be able to see.
太多的例子给我们了。
There are many examples.
今天我们只能把我们的盼望放在主耶稣基督的身上。
Today we can only place our hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以因此在新约圣经的里面，
For this reason in the New Testament,
使徒们也一再地鼓励我们，
The apostles encourage us.
我们应当注视基督。
We shall fix our eyes on the Lord.
我们应当思想耶稣。
We shall consider Jesus.
因为只有这个给我们带来鼓舞和激励。
Because only him will bring us encouragement.
你在今天地上整个神这个建造的过程里面，
In the entire building process of God,
你不可能找着一个标准的教会。
There's no way you can find a standard church, model church.
你也不可能找到一个完全符合你的心意的一个教会。
Neither can you find a church that's completely satisfying your need.
所以无论到哪里，可能我们都会有不满意的情况。
So wherever you go, you will find discontent.
所以神让我们看见教会的盼望是在基督的身上。
So God shows us that the hope for the church is on Christ.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在整个神的作为的过程中，
In the process of God's building,
神拣选圣徒，也拣选很多侍奉主的人与他一同来工作。
God has chosen many workers to work together with him.
但是我们会发现，当我们一进入这个教会的工作的时候，
But we discover as soon as we enter into the works of the church,
我们就发现很多的难处在我们的周围。
Then we encounter many difficulties around
us. 那么很多的事情很容易叫我们里面就灰心，就丧志。
A lot of things will cause us to despair, to feel discouraged.
因此呢，神为了鼓舞这一些侍奉主的人，鼓舞他的百姓。
For the sake of encouraging God's people and God's workers.
神怎样来鼓舞他们呢？
How did God encourage them?
神就是借着启示来鼓舞他们。
Through revelation.
但这个启示呢， 在圣经里面呢，它出现了两个不同的方式。
There are two ways of God's revelation.
啊，这个启示呢，包括了异象和预言。
It includes vision and prophecy.
我们从圣经中可以看见很多神的关于这些方面的启示。
We can see many revelations like this in the Bible.
我们知道这个无论是异象也好，预言也好，都是基督意义的一种表达。
Whether it's vision or prophecy, they are expressions of the meaning of Christ.
我们知道异象呢，说明了神在基督里面所定的旨意是永不改变。
Vision tells us that the purpose that God has predestined in Christ will never change.
不管时代怎么改变
，No matter how times will change，
环境怎么改变
，How circumstances will change，
神在异象中让我们看见他的旨意是从来不改变。
In God's vision, He shows us that His will never change.
那么这个预言呢？
What about prophecy?
说明神在基督里所定的旨意是一定成就。
It means that the will of God in Christ Jesus will be fulfilled.
所以在圣经里面充满了异象，充满了预言。
That's why the Bible is full of visions and prophecies.
我们要感谢我们的神。
We shall thank our God.
他用这个来鼓舞，来激励，使人里面有荣耀的盼望。
By this, He encouraged and exhorted us to fill us with hope of glory.
我们知道神在创世之前他就已经定下这个旨意。
We know God has made His will before the foundation of the world.
但是他在时间中的作为里面呢
？But in His acts in time and space.
啊，那么他用两端的情况来鼓舞我们。
He used two sides of situations to encourage us.
那么这个意象呢？总是把我们带回到神原初的心意里面。
Visions will bring us all the way back to the original purpose of God.
这个预言呢，把我们带到将来所要成就的情况里面。
And prophecies will lead us to what God will accomplish in the future.
我们知道这是很重要的事情。
We know these are very important.
几乎所有侍奉主的人
，all servants of God，
都是在这个启示里面得到鼓舞。
Are encouraged through this kind of revelation.
叫他们在神的盼望中起来侍奉，跟随主往前。
So they can serve and follow God in this hope.
所以这个异象和这个预言呢
？So visions and prophecies
是圣徒们在艰苦恶劣环境中间最大的安慰和盼望。
Are the greatest encouragement and hope among difficulties and tribulations.
这是神在他的作为中间所给人的一个鼓舞。
And this is in God's divine acts. He gave man encouragement.
我刚刚讲到，我们请一个人呢来帮我们这个整房子。
I mentioned we have a friend to remodel our house.
啊，这是一个很好的朋友啊。
He's a very good friend.
他为我们真是尽心竭力。
And he has done his best.
那么当他把这个房子里面很多东西都拆掉的时候
，After he break down everything in the house in the room.
那么当我进去的时候，我就看见是一片的混乱。
When I look, and it is full of, it is all a mess.
本来呢，看起来还有点样子。
In the beginning, it looks in order.
现在给他一拆啊，就更不像样。
Now it becomes very messy.
但是我看他进来的时候笑眯眯的。
But I look at him. He came in with a smile on his face.
我进去呢，我就皱着眉头。
But I frowned when I went in.
因为什么？因为他有意向，我没有意向。
Why? Because he has a vision, but I do not.
因为他已经预先看见将来弄成的时候那个美丽。
Because he already foreseen the beauty of the room in the future.
所以他一直拍着我肩膀说：“你不要担心，不要担心。”
So he pat on my shoulder and says, "Take it easy, don't worry."
再过十几天就不一样。
It will look completely different in 10 more days.
你会看见你的房子非常美丽。
You will see the beauty of your room, of your house. But I cannot see.
我所看见就是一片混乱。
What I see is a pile of mess.
因为我没有意象。
Because I do not have a vision.
他有意象。
But he has one.
所以他有意象，所以他说预言。
That's why he can prophesy.
感谢神。
Thank God.
今天主带领我们也是这样。
This is how God lead us today.
我们看不见。
we cannot see,
我们就忧虑。
Then we worry.
我们看不见，
because we can't see,
我们就失望。
We despair.
所以神有的时候就把意象赐给他的仆人。
That's why God sometimes gives visions to His servants.
就赐给他的圣徒。
To His saints.
当他们里面眼睛都开的时候。
When their eyes are opened.
哎呀，他们里面就不一样。
And their inward, it's different.
然后神再告诉他们将来。所要达到的那个光景。
Then God will tell them what a glorious future they have.
因此呢，他们就受到了非常大的一个鼓舞。
Then they are greatly encouraged.
他们就在这种无指望的时候，人就有指望。
Then they will have hope, even though there is no hope on the outside.
如同亚伯拉罕一样。
Just like Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers sisters，
在任何一个时代里面
，in any times。
教会都不可以失去意象。
The church cannot lack of vision.
教会都不可以失去预言。
The church cannot lack of prophecy.
任何一个时代，
in any times,
如果神的百姓没有意象，
if the people of God has no vision,
神的百姓不懂得预言，
if people of God do not understand prophecy,
这都会带来人很大的一个退后、妥协和改变。
This will cause God's people to backslide and to compromise and to change.
很多人目标转变。
Many people's goal has changed.
他们对教会没有指望。
They lost their hope for the church.
证明缺少意象。
This proves the lack of vision.
不明白这个预言。
They do not understand the prophecy.
所以教会在地上如果没有意象。
So on earth, if the church doesn't have vision,
不明白预言。
Do not understand the prophecy,
将会遇见非常大的危险。
They will encounter great crisis.
今天这个时代，
this time,
尤其是一个混乱的时代，
especially chaotic.
我们知道神的工作很快就要完成。
We know God's work is about to be finished.
当这个工作要完成的时候，
before the work is complete.
我们知道在周遭所显出来的光景，可能比以往的时代所显出来的是。更为混乱。
We know the situation is appearing to be even more confusing than all the ages in the past.
我们的主已经预先的鼓舞我们。
Our Lord has already told us.
他说：“当你们一看见有这些事情发生的时候
，When you see those things happening,
你们应该挺胸昂首。
You shall lift up your head.
因为你们得赎的日子到了。
Because the days of your redemption is near.
今天如果我们缺少意象。
If we lack a vision,
我们不明白预言，
if we do not understand prophecy,
我们就跟世人一样的惶惶不定。
Then we'll become worried, just anxious, just like the worldly people.
我们忘记了，因为神的旨意要成就了。
And we forget that because the will of God will be accomplished.
进入末后的时代的时候，地上的光景是越来越混乱。
Entering the last days, the situation will become more confusing.
甚至教会的外表也会变得越来越软弱。
Even the outward looking of the church will become weak.
这是神给我们重要的提醒。
This is a great reminder of God.
所以这般有意象的百姓，
so the children with vision,
明白预言的百姓，
the people of God who understand the prophecy,
他们就能刚强行事。
They will be encouraging,
所以今天我们何等需要主的怜悯。
So how much we need God's mercy?
我们要祷告。
We shall pray.
求主将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
May the Lord give us a spirit of wisdom and of
revelation. 照明我们心中的眼睛。
To enlighten our inner eyes.
能够看见他。
So we can see him.
更丰满的看见他。
To see him in his fullness.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
这些日子主把我们聚在这个地方。
These days the Lord gathered us here.
主借着我们的弟兄们。
Through our brothers.
把圣经中的意象。圣经中的预言的话语传递在这个聚会的里面。
Express God's vision and God's prophecies in this meeting.
但是我们每个人在主面前需要祷告。
But each and everyone need to pray.
我们说主啊，我要看见。
We ask the Lord, Lord, we want to see.
主啊，你要开我的眼睛。
Lord, you need to open my eyes.
照明我心中的眼睛。
Enlighten my inner eyes.
叫我能看见。
So that I can truly see.
因为只有意象和预言能够带来盼望。
Only prophecies and visions can bring hope.
何等重要的一件事情！
How important matter it is！
我想，我们要从圣经中举一些的例子，实际的例子来稍微说明一下。
We want to illustrate with many examples from the church.
虽然这些人
from the Bible,
虽然过去的聚会里面
in the past meetings,
我们的弟兄们已经讲到了那些先知们的经历。
Our brothers have mentioned some of the experiences of the prophets.
但是我仍旧要借着他们的这些经历呢，和弟兄姊妹们 来交通。
But I still want to fellowship with brothers and sisters through their experience.
我们希望能从这些例子的里面给我们带来鼓舞，带来激励。
We hope to find encouragement from this example.
叫我们能够活在神的跟前。
So we can live before God.
当然，圣经中的例子非常的多。
There are many examples in the Bible.
那么我先选择旧约中的几个先知们的例子来说明一下。
Let me first illustrate from the examples of the Old Testament prophets.
啊，我们先讲以利亚。
Let's first talk about Elijah.
当我们读列王记上17章到19章的时候
，When we read the First Kings chapter 17 through 19,
我们能看见在17、18两章的里面。
In chapter 17 and chapter 18,
当以利亚出来侍奉神的时候
，When Elijah came to serve the Lord,
这位被称作烈火的先知
，He was called the prophet of fire.
哇，你看见他出来的时候是多么的勇敢
！You see, when he first came out, he was so brave.
他表现得非常的神勇啊
！And he was so courageous.
啊，我们知道他一祷告，天就3年零6个月不下雨。
When he prayed, the sky was closed for 3.5 years.
然后我们看见他在加密山上求神降火。
Then on Mount Carmel, he asked God to send down fire.
结果除去了巴黎的450个先知。
Killed all the 450 prophets of Baal.
然后他又祷告，就降下大雨。
Then he prayed. Then the storm of the rain came.
他让亚哈王套车赶快回城。
He asked King Ahaz to put to get in his chariots and return.
然后他自己就把衣服这么系起来之后呢，就开始就奔跑。
Then he himself girded up his loins and outrun Ahab.
结果跑得比马还快。
And he even outrun Ahab the chariots.
当我们读到圣经旧约这些故事的时候啊。
When we read the stories in the Old Testament times,
我们这是神何等样的仆人呢、啊、
？What a servant of God!
我们想，像他这么刚强有力
，We feel like a person so strong and courageous like him.
他绝对不会失败
，He will never fail.
他绝对不会失望
，He will never despair.
但是呢，出乎我们意料之外
，However, out of our unexpectedly,
那么到了第十九章的时候啊
，In chapter 19,
这个王后耶洗别啊。
The Queen Jezebel
只不过说了一句话
spoke just one simple sentence
就把神这么有能力的一个仆人就一下就戳倒了
and blown away this mighty servant of God
只不过说了一句话
she just spoke one word
他就整个跟前面的光景就完全不一样
and his conditions has been changed completely
他就失望
he despaired
他就灰心
He was discouraged.
他惧怕
He became fearful.
他就逃跑
He fled.
我从前读圣经的时候，我怎么读也不能明白。
In the past, when I read this and I read this, I didn't understand.
这么有恩赐，这么有能力的一个先知。
Such mighty and gifted prophet.
怎么会怕一个女人呢
？How can he fear a woman?
他只不过一句话，他就变成这个样子了。
Just one utterance will make him afraid.
这个真是不可思议啊
！This is completely unexpected.
跑到旷野里面
，He fled into the wilderness.
他在那求死。
He was begging for death.
弟兄姊妹们，什么叫为什么要求死
？Why did he request death?
我们知道一个人达到绝望的时候啊
，You know, when a person becomes completely hopeless,
他会自杀的。
He will commit suicide.
但是呢？这个以利亚了，连自杀的勇气都没有。
But Elijah has even lost the courage of committing suicide.
所以他求神杀他。
So he begged the Lord to kill him.
你把我的命取去吧。
Take my life away.
我们难以想象。
It's hard to imagine.
一个侍奉主的人怎么是这样的情况
？A servant of God become something like this.
感谢神。
Well, thank God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers, sisters.
到了新约时代。
In the New Testament times.
雅各写雅各书的时候
，When James wrote his epistle，
他说，以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。
He mentions that Elijah is of the same temperament.
那个意思就说呢，原来以利亚跟我们一样软弱。
He means that Elijah is as weak as we are.
如果今天你在跟随主的道路上，你因着人一句话就把你戳倒了，那你应该得安慰的。
If today on the way of following the Lord, if a person's one utterance causes you to stumble, then you shall be encouraged by this.
以利亚也曾经有过这个经历。
Because Elijah once experienced this feeling.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们从圣经里面能看见。
From the Bible, we can see.
许多侍奉主的人只不过是软弱的器皿。
Many servants of God, they are just weak vessels.
我们很容易失望。
We are easily to lose hope.
我们很容易放弃。
We are easily to give things up.
我们很容易灰心。
We are easily discouraged.
我们甚至很容易就发怨言。
And we are easily complaining.
以利亚没有例外。
No exception for Elijah.
所以呢，我记得戴德森弟兄说了一句很好的话。
I remember Brother Hudson Taylor said one thing.
人都觉得他是神伟大的仆人。
Many people think that he is the great servant of God.
他自己说，我不是神伟大的仆人。
He said, I'm not a great servant of God.
他说我是那伟大主人的小仆人。
I'm a small servant of the great master.
所以今天我们晓得只有神是伟大的。
So today we understand only God is great.
所以这个以利亚的情况呢是值得我们同情的。
So we shall have sympathy with Elijah.
他的光景也作为我们一个极大的鼓舞和安慰。
His situation becomes a great comfort and encouragement to us.
那么这说明什么事情？
What does this tell us?
神就借着以利亚告诉我们。
Through Elijah, he tells us.
恩赐、能力都是不可靠的。
Gifts and talents are not reliable.
这些是神工作中神赐给人的，是好的。
Those are good things given to us for God's work.
但是如果今天你寄望这个恩赐，寄望这个能力。
However, today if you place your hope on the gifts and on the talents,
无论是你寄望那些有恩赐、有能力的人，
whether you hope in those people with talents and gifts,
或者你寄望自己能从神得到能力、得到恩赐，
or you hope that you can own you own can obtain great gifts and talents,
这些都不足以作为我们的盼望。
All these things will not become our hope.
但是你知道，我们今天跟随主，我们多羡慕这些东西，对不对啊？
But, you know, many people are so desiring of this.
你记得主耶稣带着门徒们在地上行走的时候。
Remember when the Lord led his disciples on earth?
有一次他们经过撒玛利亚的村庄。
One day when they passed by a village in Samaria.
结果呢，撒玛利亚人不接待他。
But the Samaritans refused him.
因为主耶稣面向耶路撒冷。
Because the Lord is walking toward Jerusalem.
哇，主的门徒里面这个雅各跟约翰两个就生气了。
And James and John become very angry.
他说主啊。
Lord,
你要不要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，像以利亚所做的？
Do you want us to command fire come down from heaven like Elijah did?
我们多羡慕啊！今天如果我们能一祷告，火就下来了，多好啊！
How much we desire if we pray, then fires will come down from heaven.
或者我们一祷告，天就不下雨了。
Or when we pray, the sky will be closed with rain.
我们如果有这样的能力。
If we have this power,
那肯定教会就有盼望。
Then the church has hope.
但是以利亚告诉我们，
But Elijah tells us,
这个不是神给我们的盼望。
This is not the hope that God given us.
感谢神。
Thank God.
最后他到了何烈山上。
In the end, he went to Mount Horeb.
神明显地告诉我们。
So the Lord told us,
当狂风大作，飞沙走石。
There's a great wind and a great, right, strong wind.
神不在其中。
But God is not in it.
地震，神也不在其中。
Earthquake, God is not in it.
有大火，神也不在其中。
And even great fire, the Lord is not in it.
结果火焰背后出现了微小的声音。
Afterwards, there is a little gentle blowing.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他才是有能力的。
He is powerful.
所以他对以赛亚不需要大声的指责他。
That's why he didn't have to speak loudly to Elijah.
需要轻轻的对他说就可以。
Just with a still small voice.
所以以利亚在那里遇见了神，所以他就重新得着鼓舞。
Elijah met with God, so he was once again encouraged.
但是因为他在那里控告神的百姓。
But because he was there accusing God's children.
所以神说好了，你把你的职务解除了，交给以利沙吧。
God says, now that's it.Give your words to Elijah.
但是我们知道，我们的神是有恩典、有怜悯的神。
We know our God is a God of mercy and grace.
神没有因此就丢掉以利亚。
God didn't abandon Elijah because of this.
当主耶稣在变化山上的时候
，On the mountain of Transfiguration.
有摩西跟以利亚同时显现。
We see that Moses and Elijah appeared to the Lord.
神还是何等的连续人呢、啊、
？How much God has mercies for him.
所以以利亚还是变成了旧约先知的代表了。
Elijah has become the representative of Old Testament prophet.
所以神的爱真是难以测度。
And God's love is truly immeasurable.
所以只有神是以利亚的盼望。
Only God is the hope for Elijah.
所以今天。弟兄姊妹们
so today, brothers,
神使基督成为我们里面荣耀的盼望
God made Christ become our hope of glory
愿主吸引我们把我们的眼睛定在主自己的身上
May the Lord draw us so we can fix our eyes upon the Lord Jesus
我们再看先知 以赛亚
And let's look at prophet Isaiah
我们读以赛亚书第六章的时候
When we read chapter 6 of The book of Isaiah.
我们都知道这是以赛亚一生最大的一个转机。
We all know this is the turning point, greatest turning point in his career.
以赛亚实在是一个爱神的人。
Isaiah truly loves the Lord.
他也是一个爱国的、爱以色列国的一个人。
He's also very patriotic.
他一生经历过四个君王。
His whole life has he has been through four kings.
当他在年轻的时候。
In his young age,
那么正好是乌西亚王做做王做犹大王。
And it was King Uzziah as the king of Judah.
啊，这个乌西亚是有很大的一个作为的一个人。
Uzziah is the king of great works.
我们如果读历代志下第二十六章
，If we read Second Chronicles chapter 26,
我们看见那里记载在乌西亚王年间。乌西亚所做的这些大事
，He recorded the greatest deeds of King Uzziah.
所以，乌西亚就在那个时代的里面
，In that times, King Uzziah
成了以赛亚心中的英雄
，Become the hero in the heart of Isaiah.
啊，年轻的以赛亚说：“我们有乌西亚就够了。
”Now it is enough to have King Uzziah.
你看见我们这个王。是多么的有作为、啊、
See our king, how great is he?
圣经记载说，在他开头服事的时候
，The Bible tells us in his early years of serving God，
因为有先知撒加利亚帮助他
，Because the prophet Zechariah was helping him，
他因为听先知的话
，Because he listened to the prophet，
所以凡事都很通
，So he prospered in everything。
意思说做什么事情都顺利
，Whatever he did, it was success。
然后他大。打败周围的非利士人
，and he defeated all the Philistines.
他的名声传到远方，传到埃及
，and his fame becomes spread out even to Egypt.
哇，这是一个有名的王。
This is a very famous king.
啊，今天有很多侍奉主的人也有这个羡慕。
Today, many servants of God admire this.
我们不仅在基督教里面有名声，希望呢，在全世界都有名声。
Not only we want to become famous among Christians, but also throughout the world.
乌西亚当时他的名声连埃及人都知道。
The Uzziah, even the Gentiles understand him.
圣经讲说他甚是强盛。
The Bible says he's so great.
读经人告诉我们，乌西亚王年间恢复的那个疆土啊。几乎是像所罗门王年间一样。
And the Bible tells that the territory of Israel was restored to a great extent, just like the King Solomon.
所以你就看见这个人是一个多么有才干、多么有能力的一个人。
You can tell this person has a great talent and great gift.
他又喜欢做建筑的事情。
He also likes architecture.
到处把这许多城建起来。
And building many cities.
然后呢，他喜欢做农事啊，农业非常发达。
He's also very good at farming.
然后他又建立很强大的军队。
He also established great army.
在他的年间，那真的是非常的强盛。
In his reign, Israel became a great country, great nation.
圣经甚至说他得了一个非常的帮助。
And the Bible says he even have obtained a special help.
我们不知道这个帮助是什么。
We do not know what kind of help.
所以你看见有这么样一个人在神的国中。
You see, in God's kingdom, this is this person.
年轻的这个以赛亚是多么的兴奋呢
！The young Isaiah becomes so excited.
我相信乌西亚每做一件事啊，这个以赛亚都热血沸腾呢。
I become whatever King Uzziah did, Isaiah will become very excited.
啊，看见乌西亚那真的是心里面就快乐。
When he see Uzziah, he become very happy, very glad.
这是不是像教会历史中有很多？大的恩赐，大的神的仆人所表现的情况一样呢
Is this just like in church history when we have a great servant of God and many children of God become very happy?
我们也不希望今天在神的百姓中，主能兴起这样人来，多好呢
？We all hope that among God's children, God can raise up a leader like this.
但是很可惜啊。
But very unfortunately,
这个乌西亚王呢，到底还是一个人。
King Uzziah is still a man.
因为过度的强盛
，because he's so successful，
他就心高气傲
，he become very proud，
结果行事邪僻
，so he has done some wicked things，
他就做了干犯神的事情
，so has profaned against God。
所以有一天，他要进到圣殿里面去烧香。
One day he went into the temple to burn incense。
所有的祭司们都阻挡他
，all the priests were trying to stop him。
但是他觉得他自己现在已经了不起了
，but he feel like he has become somebody。
啊，我是可以烧香的
，now I'm qualified to burn incense。
结果就在这个时候
，in that moment，
神判的手临到他
，the hands of God is judging him。
结果他头上就立刻出现大麻风
，there's a great leper appeared on his forehead。
祭司们就劝他快快出殿
，so the priests drove him out of the temple。
结果。他到死为止
，until his death，
他都在长大麻风。
He still has lepers。
到了一个时候
，to that time，
终于他死了
，and he actually died。
所以以赛亚书第六章讲到乌西亚王崩了。
So in chapter 6 of Isaiah, it mentions his death。
我们中国人呢，讲这个君王死不能讲死。
In Chinese, we cannot say the king has died。
所以君王的死要称作是崩。
So in Chinese, it's a different word.
那么的确对以赛亚来讲，这个山崩地裂。
So to Isaiah, it's like the mountain has exploded.
啊，对以赛亚来讲，这真是晴天霹雳啊，真的是一个重大的打击啊。
This is a great blow to Isaiah.
因为他把所有的寄望都放在乌西亚身上。
Because he has placed all his hope on Uzziah.
啊，他觉得整个以色列国的希望也是乌西亚。
He also think that the hope for Israel is on Uzziah.
但是没有想到有一天他崩了。
But until one day he actually died.
所以有的读经的人告诉我们，他崩得好啊。
So some Bible scholar says it is good for him to explode.
他这一崩啊，就给以赛亚带来了一个极大的转机。
When he's gone, it actually has brought a great turning point for Isaiah.
因为以赛亚的心实在是爱神，爱神的国。
Because Isaiah truly loves the Lord and loves the Lord's kingdom.
所以他带着痛苦的一个情绪到圣殿里面去祷告。
So he went to the temple with sorrow in his heart to pray.
没有想到，当他进到圣殿里面去的时候。
Unexpectedly, when he entered into the temple,
他就看见一个大的异象。
He saw a great vision.
他看见主高高的坐在宝座上。
He saw the Lord sitting on the throne.
他的衣裳下垂，遮满整个殿。
And with train of his robe filling the temple.
然后呢，基路伯撒拉佛在那边就大声的喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！”
With seraphim stood above him, shouting, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts."
连圣殿的门槛都震动。
Even the threshold, the foundation of
the
threshold is
shaken. 充满神的荣耀。
The whole temple is filled with God's glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道神在这个时候用异象来鼓舞这个年轻的以赛亚。
We understand in this moment, God used this vision to encourage the young Isaiah.
神告诉他
，God tells him,
只有耶和华神才是荣耀的盼望。
Only the Lord of hosts is the hope of glory.
并且在那里被宣告说
，And also the Lord declares there,
万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满遍地。
The Lord of hosts, his glory is filling the whole earth.
今天我们在地上。
Today we are on earth.
我们好像在外面看不见神的荣耀。
As if we cannot see God's glory from outside.
其实神的荣耀充满遍地。
Actually, God's glory is full is filled this earth.
如果我们属灵的眼睛得开的话，
if our spiritual eyes are open,
你看见全地都是神的荣耀，
you will see the whole earth is full of God's glory.
这个对以赛亚来讲是何等的鼓舞啊！
How, what an encouragement to Isaiah this is.
地上的君王倒了，
the king of earth, on earth died.
那个挡在以赛亚眼前的那个王倒了，
the king that is up, actually, stop in front of his eyes fell.
他看见了背后的那个真正的王。
He has actually seen the true king behind him.
这个带来了极大的鼓舞。
This has brought a great encouragement to him.
所以从那里开始起，我们看见以赛亚的执事有了一个重大的改变。
From then on, we see Isaiah's ministry has changed.
从前他也侍奉主。
In the past, they also served the Lord.
现在呢？他是专一的侍奉基督。
Now he serves only the Lord.
他成了一个预言基督最清楚的一个先知。
He became the prophet that prophesies about Christ the most clearly.
虽然那个时候我们的主还没降生。
Even at that time our Lord was not born.
大概将近要700年以后主才降生。
It was about 700 years later the Lord was born.
但是以赛亚在启示中已经看见。
But in vision, in revelation, Isaiah has seen.
把主从出生一直到他的死。
From the birth of the Lord until his death.
清清楚楚地讲出来。
And has foretell very, very clearly.
他成了一个只传讲基督的一个执事。
He became a minister who spoke only of the Lord, of Christ.
对他来讲，真的是唯有基督。
To him, it is only Jesus.
所以在旧约圣经里面，他被称为是传讲弥赛亚的。一个先知。
So in the Old Testament times, he is the messianic prophet.
主就把他里面所有悲伤、所有失望的这个情绪，就全部都能把它扫除了。
God has completely driven out all the feelings of sorrows and despair.
所以，在以赛亚的这个经历的里面
，So in Isaiah's experience，
也告诉我们
，He tells us，
除了主之外。
Apart from the Lord,
没有任何的人可以成为我们的依靠和盼望。
There is no other man that can become truly our reliance, our dependence.
这几天我们的弟兄也把以西结书讲了很多。
And these couple of days, our brothers have mentioned the book of Ezekiel.
我们已经略略知道以西结的背景。
We already know the background of Ezekiel.
那么以西结呢，生在一个乱世的光景中。
He was born in a very chaotic time.
那是以色列国犹大国已经灭亡的时候。
The kingdom of Judah has been destroyed.
那么整个耶路撒冷城圣殿全部被拆毁。
The entire city of Jerusalem, including the temple, has been destroyed.
犹大国也灭亡了。
The kingdom of Judah has been destroyed.
以色列的百姓都被掳到这个巴比伦去了。
The Israelites are all taken captive to Babylon.
他也被掳到巴比伦，据说是在加巴鲁的河边做奴工。
And he will become a labor, slave labor by the river Chebar.
我们知道他是一个祭司。
We know he was a priest.
他三十岁的时候
when he was 30 years old.
我想他为自己的情况，他心里非常的忧伤。
And I believe he feel very sad about his own situation.
他也可能非常的绝望。
He become even hopeless in his situation.
因为可能他也知道耶利米的预言是讲到以色列要被掳70年。
He also may have known the prophecies of Jeremiah concerning the 70 years.
他心里想，我现在三十岁。
He thinks that I'm now 30 years old.
再过70年。
70 years later.
我100岁。
I become 100 years old.
我能活到100岁。
Can I live that long?
我还有希望吗？
Do I have hope?
看看周遭的环境。
Look around.
完全叫人绝望。
It is completely hopeless.
弟兄姊妹，当他的心向着神的时候，
But when he turned his heart to
God, 忽然出现一个大的异象。
All of a sudden appears a great vision.
从北方吹来一朵包括闪烁火的大云。
Out of the north comes a great cloud with thunders and lightning.
那个荣耀显在那个加巴鲁的河边。
The glory has appeared by the river Chebar.
有人告诉我们说，那个荣耀里面所包含的事物。
And people tell us the glory has contained so many things.
正是至圣所里面所有的那个荣耀。
It is the glory of the Holy of Holies.
神在这里告诉我们。
Here God tells us.
殿可以被拆毁。
The temple can be abolished.
但是里面的荣耀是任何仇敌也摸不着的。
But the glory inside cannot be even touched by the enemy.
所以神就从千里外把这个荣耀从耶路撒冷带到加巴鲁的河边。
So from many miles away, God has brought this glory from Jerusalem to Sheba.
这个给当时以西结带来极大的一个盼望。
This has brought a great hope for Ezekiel.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们所有的盼望都在属灵的境界里面。
All our hope are in the spiritual realm.
如果我们到今天，我们的盼望还是在地上。
If until today, your hope are still on earth.
总有一天，我们还是要失望。
Sooner or later, you will disappoint.
所以先知以西结告诉我们。
So prophet Ezekiel tells us.
神给他的盼望是在属灵的世界里面。
And the hope that God has given him is in the spiritual realm.
所以以西结虽然是旧约中的一个人物，
even though Ezekiel lives in the Old Testament times,
他这是预尝天恩呢、啊。
But he has foretasted the heavenly grace.
他在旧约时代中就经历了新约时代中的经历。
He has experienced the experience of the New Testament.
我们看见神的灵在他身上。
We see the Spirit of God is upon him.
整个以西结的侍奉都是属灵的。
All his ministry is spiritual.
神的灵在他身上真是一直的运行。
God's spirit works in him.
他看见了神的宝座。
He beheld the glory.
看见宝座上那位像人的。
He has beheld the Son of Man on the throne.
当然，那个是指的基督说的。
That is speaking of.
然后也看见两个大的轮子在那个宝座的旁边。
He has two great wheels by the throne.
那么这个讲到宝座所支配地上所有的行动。
This speaks that the throne is in control of all the things on earth.
所以因此以西结得到了大的鼓舞。
For this reason, Ezekiel is greatly encouraged.
神有异象鼓舞他的仆人。
God encouraged his servants by this vision.
然后神让他看见一座城。
Then God showed him a city.
感谢神。
We thank God.
神给他看得见这座城呢。
The Lord showed him this city.
认真讲是一个模型。
Seriously speaking, it's just a model.
因为什么？看模型比较简单。
Because it's simple to look at just a model.
如果神把蓝图给我们的话，有时候我们看不懂。
If God shows us the blueprint, we may not understand it.
因为这个蓝图啊，只有专家才能看得懂。
Only experts can understand a blueprint.
如果给你个模型的话，一看就懂，对不对
？If we show you a model, then you will understand.
所以在异象中间，以西结所看见的是整个圣城、整个圣殿的一个模型。
So in the vision, what Ezekiel was seeing was a model of the entire city of God.
我有一次到一个弟兄的公司去访问他。
One time I visited a brother's company.
那么他是拥有一个轮船公司的。
He owned a shipping company.
我进到他公司的办公室里之前呢。
Before I enter into his office.
他前面有一个展示的一个厅。
There is an exhibit hall.
那个有五个大玻璃柜，里面一些模型的那个船在里面。
There are five ship models on this plane.
我开头不懂。
At first, I do not understand.
我以为呢，我们的弟兄有这个一个嗜好呢，收集这些模型。
I thought my brother had this hobby to collect the boats.
结果呢，弟兄告诉我，他说：“弟兄，你看这个不是玩具啊。”
But my brother told me this is not toy.
你看见这里有五个船的模型吗？
You see here, there are five models of ship.
他说在那个海上，我就正有五条船跟那个一样大船在海上。
And I have five boats, five ships, just like this, out in the sea.
所以神有的是用简单的方式来帮助我们。
So sometimes God helps us using simple way.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们的弟兄已经告诉我们。
Our brother has told us.
这一座城和殿，神是用他的尺寸仔细的量过。
This city and temple, God has measured very carefully using His own standard.
就告诉我们，虽然外面的城、外面的殿被拆毁了
，tells us that even though the outward temple and city are destroyed,
但是在神心意中的那个城和殿，人就是完整的。
But the city and the temple in God's heart, it is still complete.
所以今天我们也需要有属灵的眼光。
That's why today we need spiritual eyesight.
我们需要有异象。
We need to have vision.
我们看见地上的教会好像被拆得七零八落的。
The church on earth may be abolished.
但是在神那里。
But in God,
教会人就是完整的。
The church is still very complete.
感谢神。
We thank God.
因着这一个鼓舞。
Because of this encouragement.
神就在那个时代中，在那不可能的环境里面使用。先知以西结做他的器皿。
In hope against hope, God has used Ezekiel, prophet Ezekiel, as his vessel.
并且以西结呢是一个非常会讲道的人。
And Ezekiel also is very good at preaching.
在圣经中我们很少看见呢，这个有话语形容一个人讲道的好，讲到什么样的情况。
In the Bible, very few places describes how wonderfully A preacher can preach.
弟兄姊妹，看以西结三十三章。
Look at Ezekiel chapter 33.
三十三章第三十二节。
Chapter 33, verse 32.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
他说：“他们看你如善于奏乐。”声音优雅之人所唱的雅歌。
Behold, they come to them. You are to them like a sensual song by one who has a beautiful voice and plays well on an instrument.
弟兄姊妹，你有听过人这样讲道吗
？Have you ever heard a preaching like this?
你听他讲道像奏乐。
And he's as if playing an instrument.
你听他讲道像唱歌。
He's like singing a song.
并且声音非常的优雅。
And of his beautiful voice.
啊，我们知道保罗讲道不是这样。
We know Paul didn't speak like this.
哥林多人说他言语粗俗。
And the Corinthians says his speech amounts to nothing.
那也不像我们一样大喊大叫的。
And doesn't like us, and we shout here.
他一讲起道来，你就听见音乐了。
But when he started to preach, you are like listening to music.
这么美好的一个话语知识。
Such a beautiful ministry of word.
但是很可惜啊。
But very unfortunate.
下面的话说，虽然你这个讲话像音乐一样这么美丽，但是他们不听。
Very unfortunate. Even though such a beautiful voice preaching, they do not listen to you.
所以有的时候为主说话真是不容易啊。
So sometimes to speak for God is not very easy.
你讲的粗俗，人家不要听。
If you speak very less eloquently, they do not listen.
你就讲的像唱歌一样，人家也不要听。
But if you speak like singing a song, they refuse to listen either.
感谢主。
Thank God.
以西结有了一个盼望。
Ezekiel has a hope.
所以他也成了一个说预言的先知。
So he also became a prophet.
所以从以西结告诉我们。
From Ezekiel, we learn.
不管环境是多么的绝望
，No matter how hopeless the situation is,
只要我们里面的眼睛得开，能看见基督。
As long as our spiritual eyes are open, can see Christ.
基督就是神作为中间荣耀的盼望。
Christ is in God's divine acts the hope of glory.
我们多么需要这样的眼光啊
！How much do we need this spiritual eyes?
尤其在今天这个地上的光，教会光景普遍显出荒凉的时候。
Especially in these last days when the church outside condition looks so desolate.
我们需要有这样的眼光。
We need to have this eyesight.
这样我们就能得鼓舞。
Then we can be encouraged.
啊，那么我们再讲一位啊，但以理。
We want to speak one more, Daniel.
我们知道但以理年轻时候就被掳。
And he was exiled when he was young.
他可以说一生七十年都在巴比伦。
You can say he spent 70 years in Babylon.
啊，我们知道他是一个爱神的人。
We know he's the one who loves God the most.
嗯，有很多时候啊，我们侍奉主，我们经不起时间的消耗。
Many times when we serve the Lord, we cannot stand the test of time.
七十年是一个不容易忍受的一个年日。
70 years is very hard to endure.
是什么鼓舞我们的弟兄呢
？What has become an encouragement to him?
弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, thank God.
他有一个非常强而有力的 奉献生活。
He has a very strong and powerful consecrated life.
从年轻的时候，他就拒绝王的饮食。
From young age, he refused the food of the king.
他过简单的生活。
To live a simple life.
虽然那个时候他的官很高，当到宰相。
Even though he is a high official, even the prime minister.
他人就是一天三次打开他的窗户，面向耶路撒冷祷告。
Three times a day, he opened his windows and prayed toward Jerusalem.
正像我们年长的弟兄今天早晨所讲的一样。
Just like our elderly brother mentioned this morning.
在但以理的生活里面。
In the life of Daniel.
主是一切，又在一切之内。
The Lord is all and in all.
他这是除了主之外，他没有别的爱慕。
Apart from the Lord, he loves nothing.
这是何等坚强的一个生活。
What a strong life this is.
主成为他里面最大的一个吸引。
The Lord has become the greatest attraction in his
heart. 而且他从头一天开始起，他就要求明白将来的事情。
And from the first day on, he desires to know the things concerning the future.
他从来没有止息过他在神面前的这个盼望。
He has never ceased his desire, his hope before the Lord.
所以因此神把他整个地上工作中间最重要的一个启示，关于时间的启示给他。
That's why God is able to reveal the most important revelation concerning time to him.
但以理得着了77的启示。
Daniel obtained the revelation concerning the 77.
这是重要的预言。
This is an important prophecy.
我们晓得到了启示录的时候，
We understand in the book of Revelation.
整个启示录就是根据这个预言。
And the entire book of Revelation is based upon this prophecy.
他不仅自己里面得着鼓舞，
Not only he himself is encouraged.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
也鼓舞了历世历代所有神的儿女们。
He has encouraged God's children throughout the generation.
所以神告诉他说，你可以安息。
That's why God says you can go and rest.
你可以等候结局来到。
You can wait for the end to come.
享受神的快乐。
And can enjoy God's gladness.
所以在很多绝望的光景中，
So in a situation of hopelessness,
我们看见神是用异象、用预言来鼓舞他的百姓。
We see how God used vision and prophecy to encourage His children, His people.
我们再说，
We see it once again.
神在时间之外，他所有的计划是荣耀，是美丽的。
Outside of time, God's plan is most beautiful and glorious.
在时间中，这个建筑的过程中间是充满混乱。
But within time, in the process of construction or building, it is full of confusion and mess.
所以我们侍奉主，我们必须灵里的眼睛得开，望见天上的荣耀。
In order to serve God,Our spiritual eyes must be open so we can fix on the spirit, on the heavenly glory.
这样我们才能够活在那个荣耀的盼望里面。
So that we can live in the hope of glory.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他不仅让基督成为他荣耀的旨意。
Not only he has made Christ become the will of his glory.
他也让基督在我们里面成为荣耀的。
He also has made Christ in us.
我想到了新约时代中更是这样。
I believe in the New Testament time is even more like this.
这个意象的中心，预言的中心都是指着主说的。
At the center of all prophecies speaks about the Lord.
使徒保罗就是一个有意象的人。
Apostle Paul is the person of vision.
他也活在意象的里面。
He also lives in the vision.
所以你看见他地上经历多少的痛苦。
So no matter how many difficulties he experienced.
他能说我在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
He can say in my flesh I can fill up what is still lacking in Christ's affliction.
为着教会再多的苦难。
For the church, no matter how many difficulties.
他永不失望。
He will never feel discouraged.
并且他能学会透过基督看教会。
He learn how to look at the church.Through Christ.
在同一个世纪，我们看见有很多教会外表的光景已经落在失败的情况里面。
Even in the first century, we see the outward condition of the church has already deteriorated.
但是保罗不一样。
But Paul is different.
他不是光看见难处。
He doesn't just look at the difficulties.
他看见难处背后的基督。
He sees the Christ behind all those difficulties.
所以他从来都不失望。
That's why he never despairs.
他会流泪，他会悲伤。
He can weep. He can feel sorrowful.
他会痛苦。
He will feel painful.
但是他从来没有失望过。
But he has never lost hope.
所以当他写信给哥林多书教会的时候，
So when he wrote to the church in Corinth,
这个哥林多教会是给他最多难处的一个教会。
The Corinthian church has has given him most difficulty.
批评他也是最厉害的一个教会。
And criticized him the most.
但是他写信给哥林多的时候怎么说呢？
But when he wrote to the Corinthians, what did
he say? 我为你们感谢神。
I give thanks to God for you.
这个只有有异象的人呢，才能说这样的话。
Only a person of vision can speak like this.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他在异象中也预言将来的教会的光景是美丽的。
In vision, he also prophesies about the future conditions of the church is glorious.
在以弗所书第五章里面。
In chapter 5 of Ephesians.
他要看见教会终有一天会变成毫无玷污皱纹。
One day, the church will become unblemished.
是荣耀的。
And is glorious.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
And holy and blameless.
我们知道这是一个重要的预言。
We know this is important prophecy.
所以它充满了一个盼望。
So he's full of a hope.
在地上跟随主。
Following the Lord.
至终看见他寻道的时候。
When he was martyred.
他心中仍就是有满足的喜乐。
And he's still with joy unspeakable.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我想这些都给我们带来鼓舞。
I believe all this has brought us encouragement.
当然我们也知道约翰的经历。
We also know the experience of Apostle John.
约翰被放逐到拔摩海岛。
He was exiled to Patmos.
他已经年纪那么大了还被放逐。
In his old age.
那真是叫我们难以想象那是在什么样一种的痛苦的环境中。
It's very hard to imagine what kind of difficult situation that is.
但是神给他一个大的意象。
But God has given him a great revelation.
在启示录里面我们看见他首先看见人子的意象。
So first, in Book of Revelation, he saw the vision of the Son of Man.
看见人子，人就行走在许多失败的教会当中。
And see the Son of Man still walking in the midst of many failed church.
他知道，我们的主虽然地上的人叫他遇见失败，但是主永不放弃，主永远爱他的教会。
Even man has given failure to the Lord, but the Lord will never give us up.
他也看见羔羊的形象。
He also see the image of the lamb.
他也看见羔羊将来必定得胜。
He also see the lamb will conquer.
仇敌一定失败。
The enemy will be defeated.
最后又看见新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And also see the new Jerusalem descend from heaven.
神也是用一个模型的样式显在他的跟前。
God also shows him using a model.
并且他能看见将来勇士中间最后啊。教会的那个结局。
And also he can see the end, the outcome of the church.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
他真是知道如何鼓舞我们。
He truly knows how to encourage us.
所以神不仅有他自己荣耀的旨意。
Not only God has his own glorious will.
他为着达到他旨意的成就，他在地上有他的作为。
In order to accomplish his will, he also has his divine act on earth.
虽然在这个作为中有太多的艰难。
Even though full of difficulties in this act.
但只要我们里面有意象，明白预言。
But as long as we have vision, understand the prophecy.
不管教会今天外表的情况如何的败落。
Doesn't matter how desolate the church condition is today.
基督在我们里面。就是荣耀的盼望。
Christ in us is the hope of glory.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
希伯来书的作者就鼓舞我们。
The author of Hebrews encourages.
因为有神的儿子在治理神的家。
Because we have the Son of God over His house.
我们要将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。
We shall hold fast the confidence and the boast of hope firm until the end.
所以我们需要有意象。
So we need the vision.
感谢我们的神。
Thank our God.
今天圣灵也在神的百姓中做工。
Today the Holy Spirit is doing this work in God's children.
如果我们的心向神是诚实的。
If our hearts is honest and open to God.
我们是渴慕的。
If we have a longing heart.
神会像在历世历代那些人中间所做的工一样做工在我们的中间。
God will do the same thing to us as He has done through all the generations.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our inner eyes.
叫我们今天能对我们的主有一个清楚明亮的看见。
So today we can have a very clear vision of our Lord.
我们这些日子不仅听见主的话。
These days we not only hear God's words.
我们说主啊。
We will say Lord.
求你借着真理的圣灵。
May you, by the Spirit, Holy Spirit of truth,
能够引我们进入实际。
Lead us into the reality.
我相信。
I believe.
主的怜悯。
The mercies of the Lord.
父的爱。
The love of the Father.
那就乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心。
It is His pleasure to reveal His Son in us.
我们请低头再点祷告。
Let us bow our head and have a further word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are full of gratitude to you.
因为你拣选我们这些软弱的人，为着你荣耀的旨意。
Because you have chosen those of us who are weak to accomplish your will.
我们在地上有何其多的难处。
How many difficulties we have on earth.
教会一直处在一种好像软弱的光景中。
The church as if always living in weakness.
但是我们知道你是定旨意的神。
But we know you are a God of purpose.
你的计划是绝对的完美。
Your plan is absolutely perfect.
并且你在时间中有你自己的作为。
Also in time, you have your own divine acts.
虽然今天我们还在这个建造的过程中，
Even though today we still live in the process,
我们很容易遇见一些叫我们灰心的事。
We easily encounter things that will discourage us.
但愿你用圣灵开启我们，
May you by the Holy Spirit open us,
照明我们心中的眼睛，
Enlighten our inner eyes,
叫我们真的看见你，真的认识你，
So we can truly see you and truly know you.
好叫我们能像历世历代那些爱主的圣徒们一样，
We can be like all the saints throughout generations who love you.
在那些艰难困苦的环境里面，
In those difficult times,
他们因着异象，因着预言得鼓舞。
They are encouraged because of the vision and because of the prophecy.
他们能忠心地在地上跟随你。
They can faithfully follow you on earth.
主啊，求你得着我们。
Lord, please gain us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们深信你在我们身上的工作是一定要完成。
We are convinced that your work will be complete.
让每个弟兄姊妹，
May all brothers and sisters
都存着这个荣耀的盼望活在你的面前。
With this glorious hope, live in front of you.
我们谢谢你与我们众人同在。
We thank you for being with each and every one of us.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.